Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Suri. Can I please have the phone number for the account you're calling about?
219-776-1441.
Thank you for that information. I'm looking for an account right now. What's your zip code?
46375.
And your first and last name?
Michelle Hackett or Marty Hackett.
I'm sorry, it's taking some time logging into my system.
Yeah, I was on there with another girl, and she said hers was messed up. I just wonder what quality, clean life is, because I got a charge on my credit card bill, and I have no idea what it means, what it is.
Okay, I can help you out. I just have to pull up an account first.
Okay.
Can you please repeat your first and last name?
Michelle Hackett, H-A-C-K-E-T-T.
Four, six, three, seven, five.
Yeah.
Perfect. And can you please confirm your, it could be your email address or your shipping address. It doesn't matter which one.
MHHLTD@AOL.com.
I have an account for the Focus Watch and the Focus Pods. What can I do to help you?
Oh, that was supposed to be $5.
Well, when you made the purchase.
I didn't get any of the pods.
Yeah, I do see here that they did decline. But when you made the purchase of the shipping and handling, the $5.97, it triggered a 14-day trial. And since you didn't call it and cancel the trial.
But nobody told me about a trial.
I wouldn't even know
where to call.
We do list our terms and conditions on the site. If you want to, I don't mind showing you where it's listed. But
I want it off my bill. I don't know what it is. I didn't get anything. The watch is junk. So I didn't mind paying $5. But could you take me off of there? I'll just dispute it with my credit card there.
Well, ma'am, I can guarantee you won't be billed anything else for it because that was a one-time payment. But as far as your credit card company, if you dispute it with them, they'll hold you responsible for the charges because they'll just go on our website and look at our terms and conditions and see that the charges are valid. So to not risk losing all your money, I can give you
a
refund of 35%.
We already got billed the $5.95 for the watch, and then we got billed after that $69.97, which I disputed. They took it off my bill, and now you're charging me another $69.97.
Which charge did you dispute?
$69.97 because I didn't get anything for it. I don't know what it is. Nobody sent anything to me.
So I do ask that you call back with your bank so we can discuss refunds.
Okay, I'll call my bank, but I don't want to be charged anymore. Can you guys?
You have to call back with your bank because if your bank goes through with that dispute, they'll see our terms and conditions on our website and hold you responsible for the charge.
So your terms and conditions are I just have to pay because I ordered a $5 watch and you guys sent me nothing? It's $69. You sent me absolutely nothing? Not even a bill or anything? Not even a, tell me what I got?
I do see here that the watch has been shipped out. When the watch has shipped out, it means that our carrier services, aka USPS, that's who we use to deliver, they picked up the product from the warehouse and is making its way to you. I apologize for you being
billed.
I
got the watch. It was $5. And we paid for it.
$5.97.
And then now they're getting charged $60-some dollars for something I did not order or I do not know what it is. And I didn't get nothing in the mail.
So you actually didn't pay for the watch at all when you paid the shipping and handling. That $5.95, it didn't go towards the watch. It was just shipping and handling. And with that, it triggered a 14-day free trial. So the watch was free for 14 days. But okay. You didn't buy the watch for just $5.
Oh, nah. I'm just going to dispute it because I don't know what the heck this is about. Okay, thanks. Bye.
Well, now, if you dispute it,